Lecture topic, consistency.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The most important thing is consistency. Consistency is very important. When a person does anything, he has to be consistent. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. When he says, رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ, my Rabb is Allah, the meaning of that is now, ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا, that you must stay firm on that. You have to be very firm on that, not for today, but the Akhirah, right to the day of Akhirah, right till the day you live in this world. To live in this world, you have to have that consistency that Allah is my Rabb. Just to say Allah is my Rabb is not everything. To make sure that he is free from all shirk. There must be no such thing as shirk in our life. Now, what is the meaning of shirk? The meaning of shirk is this much. That you create partner with Allah Ta'ala. Read namaz, you're reading namaz for show. You're supposed to read namaz for Allah Ta'ala. Then why is it you read namaz for that person to praise you? What's the reason for you to read namaz that you want someone to call you someone? Then that's not istiqamah, that's not consistency. Your namaz is supposed for Allah Ta'ala's sake. Then why is it that when you do not enjoy the namaz, you leave Azan? That's also shirk. I'm not getting that condition in me in namaz, that condition, that enjoyment. Today I did not enjoy my namaz. So you did not enjoy the namaz, you left the namaz. So when you enjoy the namaz, you make namaz. So in that namaz is not shirk than what it is. Because the condition with you and I is supposed to be istiqamah, means in any way Allah Ta'ala keeps you in. That condition all come, you not bring it, it comes on its own. If you bring in condition, then you can talk about it. Any condition that you are facing, experiencing, is not coming with you, you cannot bring it. And you cannot bring it, sometimes you want to bring it, it does not come to. So istiqamah is this much that do not commit shirk of any kind or nothing. Any kind. Now we cannot leave that stage of that buzugan adin, that there is something else. That busan, that buzug that was there, that moment, you know, when he drank that milk. And he said the milk caused the pain. Now you can't become that condition, you're not in that condition at all. Because when he came in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala said, what you brought? He said, I brought Tawheed. I brought Tawheed. Tawheed, what the meaning of Tawheed? The oneness of Allah, that everything happened with His permission, nothing happened without His permission. If you got this, that everything happened with His permission, then you know this much that you will not complain at all. If you know He's coming with His permission, you will not have one enemy also. Because everything you got in your mind that is set is happening with the will of Allah. You won't point a finger at anyone else. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked you to write Tawheed, you forgot the milk of the night of the milk. In other words, when you had a stomach ache, you said, the milk caused it. So this is what we have to be very strong enough to interpret. Many of us, we read namaz, we enjoy namaz. We don't need namaz, we read Quran also. When you're reading Quran, when the time, the enjoyment you're getting there, that feeling that you're getting there, the next day, I'm not getting that feeling. But when you got a relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there must be no feeling. There must be only one thing that I want to keep Him happy. And the only way you can keep Him happy, that He's keeping me in this condition, I'm happy with that. When this condition that you're faced with at the moment that, you know, reading namaz, you're sitting, you're getting so many all kind of thoughts come in your mind. Everything is happening. And you cannot push it too. You cannot push those thoughts because the thoughts came on its own. If you try to push those thoughts away from you, it can never go, it will get worse. Because you're interfering with that thing, how it came and go on its own. That's why the only thing that you must do is, don't worry, apna kaam karo. You see, when a person walks in the street, when he receives a phone call, the street is full of dirt, mess, everything is there. Full of mess. You got a drunkard walking, good, bad, whatever. And then you're walking there, but you got a phone call coming, you got the phone in your hand, you're speaking, where's your mind? Your mind on the phone. You forgot all the dirt and mess, everything. Yeah, all the mess is there, but you forgot about it because you got the phone, you're talking, and it's a very important call too. So engrossed you are, you forget you're walking on dirt also. So likewise, mind of a man is of same kind. All those dirt and everything comes, you do your work, you don't worry the dirt. Why should you worry about the dirt? It's not troubling you. So in namaz also, when you're in namaz, your mind is on one side, Allah Ta'ala is looking at you. And they say when you read namaz, you will look at the sajda place. Try not to blink also. Just a concentration, Allah is looking at me. Thereafter, you mustn't worry about all the thoughts coming. Let it come. You must do your work. Tum apna kaam karo, main apna kaam karta. So you do your namaz with it. So when you read namaz that way, or any other thing, you read Quran also. So in that way, what will happen? That you will not become lazy. Because now you know this, but these things are coming into me, but Allah Ta'ala wants me to read, let me speak to Him. All this is coming, and it's not important to me. I must read. That's called mujahada. One is you enjoying to read namaz, you're enjoying to read Quran, you're enjoying making zikr, you're making all those things, you're enjoying the thing there. In that, there's the possibility that this scholarship may be there too. Possibility. And one is not enjoying at all, not enjoying, but you're still reading Quran, you're still making zikr, you're making everything you're reading, you're still continuing. That Allah Ta'ala said, look, mera banda ko dekho. Look at my banda, my servant, that he is in this condition, but he's not leaving me. He's still not leaving, he's continuing doing that. This is exactly what we're supposed to be doing in everything. That every ibadah or namaz also is the same thing. When you read namaz, do not want to run to read namaz, do run away from namaz. Read namaz slowly, everything. According to it. The thoughts come, let it come, it must not be prejudicial. Remember one thing, when the thoughts come and you entertain those thoughts, that you're making your matter worse for yourself. But if the thoughts come, you don't worry about it, you carry on reading Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alamin, whatever it is reading, continues to that. Quran Sharif is the same thing, zikr is everything too. Sometimes when you make a zikr, all kind of thoughts come to you. So much thoughts come, let me leave it. Shaitan, bichara, wo bhi hai wahan par, but don't blame your nafs ke tar. That is the time you must see this, but that I must do now more. The more you begin to do at that time, you become more strong. At that time, you become, the whole thing become weak after that. You become strong. But if you leave it, then you say, well, I won, you lost. But remember one thing, namaz, Allah Ta'ala has given concession for namaz and safar and everything. Sometimes in sickness also, you get maaf to namaz, to certain self. One thing you're not forgiven, no maaf for that is zikr. What? أَلَّذِينَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِمْ وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ. Every moment, everywhere, zikr had to be made all the time. Zikr had to be made. Because it's so important, the zikr is very, very important. And the more zikr you make, but only muzikr may be fikr also. Muzikr may be fikr. That fikr must be there. And with the zikr, what is important is that Just to shed tears, not everything. Maharaj said that, not saying. Just to shed tears, not everything. More important, humility, humble. Very important, humility, humble. When you make a zikr, humility, humble. Okay, Allah Ta'ala looking at me. That person will call himself a zakir. Then you have to have fikr and humility in him. And as I say, just nearly to shed tears, not everything. Some people cannot cry, but the heart is crying. Some people do not cry with the tears, but the heart is crying. That is something else. But the tears, blood. The tears are blood. So they say, shedding tears. So those people, how Allah Ta'ala consoles them when they continuously make zikr, when they don't want to make zikr. They feel lazy, but they're still making zikr. I'm not going to. Remember one thing, the zikr that you make is so important at all times, whether it is namaz, whether it is Quran, whether it is zikr. Don't ever at any time leave it without any valid reason. Continue doing that thing there. No matter how, this is one of the things what in suluk is very important, tasawuf. That if you want to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you want Allah ta'ala to hold you, if you want Allah ta'ala to love you, make zikr. With fikr, with humility. With humility. There must be no other motive for becoming. Just like a person in namaz. He mustn't think I'm going to read namaz because I'm sick, I'll come right. Or go to the masjid. No, no. My business is very bad now. Let me go to read namaz. Let me read masjid. No, whether your business is bad, nothing. That's got nothing to do with Allah Ta'ala. You read your namaz. So this line, this too, zikr all the time. So this is that we all know this much. That when a person becomes very close to Allah, making zikr all the time, then Allah Ta'ala consoles him, comforts him. Consoles him, comforts him. Allahu Akbar. If only you know how much Allah comforts you. If you only know how Allah comforts you and consoles you, you will not forget to make zikr. And the message that he gives you, what the message he gives? Anna jalisun man dhakar. Anna jalisun man dhakar. That message is given to your heart. He gives you that message in your heart, this anna jalisun man dhakar. That person who opened the Quran with this, that he knows when he reads the Quran, Allah is with him, what will he do? Will he read the Quran? He'll continue reading the Quran till the time. That person will come to the masjid and he sits down before salah and he making, let me make zikr. And with this intention, understand that Allah Ta'ala is zikr at me, sitting by me, consoling me, comforting me. His attention is both. One is, you know, that we all know Allah Ta'ala is omnipresent. Allah Ta'ala is present everywhere, we know that much. We know that Allah Ta'ala is present everywhere. That present everywhere is something else. And this present is something else. If you want to be among the people mass, there's something else. And if you want to be among the people special, there's something else. So every day Allah be omnipresent, but the time this will be talking about it, we know this very carefully. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every night, in the early part, the last part of the night, it comes in a song. And he's there waiting for us to say something, to talk to him and all that. So that you make the zikr that time. That zikr is something else too. Hazrat was saying, a special relationship. A special zikr. That's a special relationship. Everyone is sleeping. But you are not sleeping. That's what they say, even at time you make zikr all the time, the condition must come into you that your soul must become life. Soul must become alive. And your nafs must become dead. Your nafs must become dead. Soul must become alive. Every moment that you drive in the car, you make it zikr. You walk in a mall, you're going with your wife, you make it zikr. So how that is happening to you? Tell me. You know, ana jalisun nandakarani, I'm with you. Now you must know this much, that I'm saying the last part of the early part of the morning, the last part of the night that we'll wake up, because Allah Ta'ala is there at that time. But there were people of that kind, I'm not saying you and I cannot do it too. Whole night they should make it. Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullah Ali's habit was something else. He was very thin, you know, when the wind blows, he can fly into. Haji Imdadullah was so thin, the wind can blow him blind too. That was that. But he had, you call it a spiritual food. You don't have to eat food. See, we eat food, but they should eat other food. You don't have to eat to become. So this is what it is, that the whole night, you know, he should wait in the masjid. I should hear Hazrat is told this too. He sits in the masjid and waits for the people all to go, and little muazzin, everyone is gone. Little, but he'll have a little bit of rest. The whole night he'll make ibadat. But now you heard this thing by me, don't be please. I'm begging you, don't be please. You'll forget your Fajr namaz too. Leave alone of your. We are so weak, my Hazrat saying, we are so weak. But Hazrat giving us this, he said, 40, half an hour before Suwa Sadiq. He's saying so nicely, half an hour before Suwa Sadiq means, you know what, how easy it is. Only half an hour that you have to go and release yourself, make wudu, everything. Come on, namaz to palli. This is what you call a sheikh. Gives you that encouragement. The temptation to do more. To continue doing it. So Haji Imdadullah Ramadan, that was his condition. All the time. So when it comes to not needed, because it's very important. It's benefit. Allah is Ghani. You must know something, you stimulate, you become, you made, you do all the ibadah they do. Allah does not need us. We need Allah Ta'ala. Remember this much. Allah Ta'ala does not need us. We are needing of His Ghani. If you say, I'm sitting by you, you must be lucky saying, I'm sitting by you. As I tell you, we need Him. We need Him. Then go and read. Prepare yourself. Like a father, you know. He tells the son very nicely, you know what? If you do this work here, I'll give you this thing here. Now they know the son will do that thing, then what you give him? Likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the same thing too. You made this zikr and said, I'll give you. Just imagine what he's giving you. So nothing with this. Then Hazrat began to say, Mujahideen, Muhajireen. He's speaking in a majlis, he's saying, oh, Salikin. Salikin means you are a Suluk Salik, means you are low to Allah Ta'ala. Mujahideen, what we say, Mujahideen, you must make jihad all the time. You must understand, when you're taking the road to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, everything must be according that you are, what is Salikin you are. Mujahideen, yeah. Mujahid, what it means of Mujahid? Apne nafs par mujahida karna. Apne nafs par mujahida karna. You fight with your nafs to make sure that you not become a slave of your nafs. Your nafs will become slave of you. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi said, very, very important. You remember one thing, keep your nafs far from you. There was something else. There is everything else. So my husband speaking, he says, how nice he says, Salikin, Mujahideen, Muhajireen. What's the meaning of that? Salikin means you are road to Salah. Mujahideen, you are jihad. Are you making jihad or not? Are you making jihad or not? When you wake up in the morning to make Fajr namaz, leave jihad for a while. The moment eyes open, do not open your eyes, someone wake you up to make Fajr namaz, you go to the masjid and jihad. You make jihad or not? Apna par jihad karo. That's all. Make jihad on your nafs. You got the time to read namaz, you're making jihad, you go to the masjid or not. It's called jihad. You got the time to make zikr, you've been told to make this mamulat. Did you make your mamulat or not? So how important it is that it's one is salikin, mujahideen, muhajireen. What's muhajireen here? It means here. To make hijrat. By the days of hijrat is gone. Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullah Ali, he is one of his greatest khalifas. He wanted to come so much to make jihad, he wanted to come muhajir, he wanted to go to Makkah from India, he wanted to make hijrat. He said in this month, that don't worry, you know, inshallah, make istikhara. But munasibik, wherever you are, stay where you are. But he said, hijrat of what you must make? Hijrat of all your bad qualities. All your bad quality. Hijrah. You've got pride in you, make hijrah of that. You've got anger in you, make hijrah of that. This anger you have in you, make hijrah of that too. That is what you call hijrah. That's why when they say, when you're making zikr of Allah, la ilaha illallah, the most say la, you see, akhlaq razila, this is called akhlaq razila in India. Wallah, take it out, ilaha. Illallah means Allah. Ta'ala put akhlaq hamida in us. So hijrat is something. When you say la ilaha illallah, the la, all akhlaq razila. What akhlaq razila? Pride. Greed. Love of the world. Jealousy. Malice. My husband said one time, with all that in your body, he still allowed you to come to the masjid. My husband was saying this, Allah Ta'ala, it is in the military His grace that He allowed you with all that, whatever you got in you, He still allowed you to come to the masjid. Whereas we are supposed to come to the masjid completely pure. Completely pure to that extent, we come to the masjid the way it must be, this much. That only the Allah goes into that heart, which is free from all bad qualities. So Hazrat said this much, muhajirin, hijrat, make hijrat of that. Make hijrat. As you like to make this hijrat, which is more for us. It is more for us to make hijrat, although akhlaq razila, the bad qualities, to take it out of the hijrat kalb also. That's why Rasulullah said, when the time the Sahaba Ikram will go out in jihad, when they come back, he says, you have come up from jihad Asghar to jihad Akbar. He did not say jihad Akbar outside, that you went, khalas. Now you came into jihad Akbar, more bigger jihad. Biwi ke saath bhi maamla hai. Bacho ke saath bhi maamla hai. Har ek ke saath maamla hai. How you do that? In jihad you can overlook a lot of things. When you come home, the true jihad takes place. True jihad. So what Hazrat says? Hazrat says very nicely, he said this much. Okay, now that you got in you, an jalisun, man dhakarani, uske saath aur mila lo ek baat. Join something with the thing. But once you join that with it, then it becomes automatically, you become very strong. Fadkuruni, yadkurukum. Fadkuruni, tum mujhe yaad karo, main tumhe yaad karo. So when you're making zikr, you have this in front of you. To give you that temptation, to encouragement to do more. How you can make your... Mahazat is trying to show us how you can increase your mamulat with its zikr, with its Quran, with whatever it is. How to increase it? Just to contemplate on this thing. Fadkuruni yadhkurukum. Tum mujhe yaad kar. Hafiz Zamin Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, he gave this thing that he says, when I make zikr, اس آیت میں سامنے رکھتا ہوں. فذکرونی میں سے ایون وین یو لیزی ٹو ریڈ قرآن شریف ٹو حافظ قرآن آلسو اف یو لیزی ٹو ریڈ ہیو دس آیت ان فرنٹ آف یو ان شاء اللہ دا برکت آف دس آیت یو ریڈ قرآن آل ٹائم ویری امپورٹنٹ. سو حضرت سے That would this thing now is join this also. Join this also with it. So that what happens? It becomes very strong. So once it becomes very strong, then automatically what happens? It becomes very, very strong, then you don't want to leave it. So as I mentioned earlier, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Istiqamat is very important. Without istiqamat, nothing. نماز استقامت, ذکر استقامت, گناہوں سے حفاظت استقامت, ٹو پروٹیکٹ یور سیلف فرام سنز استقامت ویری امپورٹنٹ. واٹ از اے بینیفٹ دیٹ فار ون ایئر یو ریڈ نماز وتھ تکبیر اولی اینڈ دین خلاص؟ واٹ از اے بینیفٹ فار ون منتھ اینڈ ٹو منتھ یو کنٹرول یور آئیز ٹو دیٹ ایکسٹینڈڈ بہت احتیاط؟ واٹ از اے بینیفٹ دیٹ یو کیپٹ اوے دیٹ فلتھ دیٹ سیل فون وچ از سو اللہ اکبر is so bad and so evil in that you did, for some time you did not look at it and then again you looked at it. What's the meaning of that? That's why they say when you do anything, make dua to Allah Ta'ala. Without dua, nothing happens. Remember, do not rely on your action. You cannot do nothing. Allah will stop you. You must make dua to Allah Ta'ala. Always say, Allah, forgive me. Allah, keep me away from you. Every time you have to make dua. That's why two things that you know is so important, and two things that without wudu you can make. One is zikr, one is dua. There's no special time for dua, all the time dua. That's why Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told the Sahabi, make dua all the time. You do not know when the time of dua is accepted. So we also must learn to make dua every time that we do. Most important, do not rely on your actions. Shaitan relied on his actions. That's where the evil is gone. You did not do that act. Allah Ta'ala made you do that. If you begin to think like that, then you begin not to look down at anyone. Also, you fear that Allah can take it away tomorrow. One has to have this fear any time that whatever I'm doing now, khuda na kare Allah Ta'ala forbid, Allah must protect us. What will happen? Many people like that. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one sahabi was fighting, one fighting in a battlefield, right in the front he's fighting. The sahaba says, he's a jannati. Nabi comes and says, he's not a jannati. Why you spoke? Why? He could not bear the pain of the fight and he killed himself. So what do you learn from this thing here? You cannot rely on your action at any time. You can see a person commit the worst sin in the earth, you can see. Until, unless, no matter what it is, do not look down at him. Do not look down at him. Because if you look at the past people, Fuzail ibn Iyad rahmatullah alayhi, he was a looter. Leader of all the looters. Today you hear him in Hadith Kitab. Here it is. Like there's so many other people. That one buzuk bichara, he was so much involved in interest to that extent that you know what, you don't talk, he should cause harm to people. Cause harm to them. And tell the people, I want my money now. He had no pity for anyone. And one day he went to the lady's house and told, I want my money now. She said, I got nothing, I just got this food for the family. He said, I want that food now. He gave the food to him and go. He took it home and told his wife, make the food hot. I'm preparing for Juma. While she's preparing, she tells him, what food you brought? This is blood here. Blood here. And when he looked at that thing, he came to realize. And the same person, when she walked in the street, the children keep far from him. Because he was so much involved in interest, riba. That people say, we don't want him, he must touch us too, that it must affect us also. He was famous for that. But the time when he saw this, he said, Ya Allah, what happened now? What happened now? And his eyes opened, and then he went. And he made Tawbah in the right way. But the question is this, but what he was and what Allah made him like that. Do not look down at anyone. Do not look down. We must never think this much we are doing everything. It is Him that we get. Today we got this quality in us that we are looking down at people. We fail to understand, do not even look down at the person. Hazrat said this, but after that he said, Allah Ta'ala must give muhabbat when he came to the end of this majlis, Allah Ta'ala must give. Allah Ta'ala must give muhabbat. Give us a shock. That he must give us that much, that muhabbat to that obedience to Allah Ta'ala must become firm to his command. Every command must be firm to his command. Remember one thing in the beginning I said to you, have to be firm in every command. A salik must know there's no such thing as picking and choosing. He follow every command of Allah Ta'ala. So as he said this verse, that Allah Ta'ala must give muhabbat, must keep up istiqamat, and says that took what a thing Allah Ta'ala is showing us, that I want to love you, I'm telling you come closer to me, become more closer to me, I want you to come close to me, I want to love you. He's giving us all this kind of temptation for that we can increase our ibadah. Allah Ta'ala amal kani tawfiq nasif abakul da'a alhamdulillah. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى سيدنا اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها وجنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة فاطر السماوات والأرض أنت ولي في الدنيا والآخرة توفني مسلما والحقني بالصالحين اللهم نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان أحشرنا يوم القيامة والإيمان بحرمة القرآن وحرمة النبي آخر الزمان وصلى الله تعالى على عبده سيدنا محمد برحمتك